Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Shona Putnam and Lila Hugovine, and that means we're going to talk about Cass County Museum. Good morning to you, Shona.
Good morning, Nadine.
Oh, well, you know, I know you had this event that your mind is still with your event, I think. But that's okay.
Yes, it is.
You know what?
I'm sorry, Levon. Good morning.
That's okay because, you know, it's a fun time of year, and usually we get to see more people, visit with more people. And so, hey, we're going to talk about the opportunity to see and visit with more people coming up this Saturday.
Yes, we have our Christmas open house.
And what time is that?
It starts at 1 o'clock, and it'll just go through. We don't have a closing time. What we normally end up doing is staying until the last person leaves. It could be any time.
All right. And, of course, we're talking about the Cass County Historical Museum in Griswold on the main street. And a part of this open house is a fundraiser.
Yes, it's a fundraiser for our new building that we just opened on Labor Day weekend. And it houses the Kirchhoff Collection. And, of course, the whole museum is decorated with Roger Steffens' Nutcracker Collection.
Okay, so
it's quite lovely.
Yes, and when we're talking nutcrackers, we're not talking little on the table nutcrackers. We're talking big nutcrackers.
Yes,
yeah,
we
people
have several,
size.
Yes, several life-size nutcrackers that we have on either side of our fireplace.
Okay, Lila, I want to ask you and Shona are always coming up with new ideas, different ideas, and this fundraiser is a little different than you've done in the past.
It is. I'm going to have to answer that.
All right.
Lila's wandered off.
Okay.
Yes, this fundraiser, it'll be an open house with our board has been busy making homemade goodies, and we'll have punch and coffee. And at 3 o'clock, Chuck Creakin, our supervisor, county supervisor, will hold an auction. It'll be a pie auction, and that starts at 3 o'clock.
Okay, a pie auction. Now, there has to be something special about that pie auction.
It is. It is the best pie makers in Cass County. We have gone around the county asking people who the best pie makers are, and we did not get one turned down.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's great.
It's wonderful. And then they'll give a little history. I know Kenner Baxter is making Grandma Brindley's apricot Christmas pie.
Mm-hmm. You're going to make my mouth water already.
Yeah, so if you have a little history, it's where the recipe came from, that type of thing, it will add to it.
How many pies are you going to have?
We're only going to have around 25, 26.
Okay, so if you want to buy a special pie, you better be there.
Yes.
And remember that all of the funds, you know, this isn't going to be a $5 pie, I think.
I don't think so. I hope not.
But it does go to the museum. And you mentioned that, of course, there's always all the maintenance and always expenses, but you just added another building.
Yes, we did, to house the Kirchhoff Collection.
And I'm guessing this is a great opportunity if people haven't been there. This would be another special time to come and see that collection.
Yes.
So is Lila there?
No.
Okay, we're just going to keep on talking.
I'm just not sure where she disappeared to.
That's funny. And so let's talk just a minute. Not everybody may know about that Kirchhoff Collection. Let's talk a little bit about that.
All right.
So what is it?
We have about 84 buildings, and it isn't just barns. It is the original courthouse of Cass County up until 10 days ago. We had a round barn that he had made a model many years ago, and we were told this week that barn was taken down.
Oh, okay, but you have the model there now.
We have the model, and none of the buildings, with the exception of the Hitchcock House and the Lindemann building in Atlantic, the rest are no longer standing. So it's a historical
absolutely
sight to see all these beautiful buildings that are no longer with us.
So they live on through Wayne Kirchhoff's excellent workmanship. And again, if people haven't seen what he does, it is, you know, you start thinking about all those little shingles and all those little teeny tiny details that he does. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Yes.
But the patience one must have.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So what's, can you give the biggest building that's in the collection? I mean, the actual size, are we talking a foot high or bigger than that?
Oh, no. No, it is to scale. There are different scales, but I would say the largest would be the Lewis School, the brick building that burned down in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and from all over again. He's traveled some. They're not all right here in Cass County.
No, they're not. We have the German Huss Barn that's up in Manning, and then a collection of round barns that start 11 panels to make the circle.
Uh-huh.
I'm not describing it very well. And then they just get larger as they go down the west wall.
All right. Well, then, you know, this isn't TV, and you're saying your description isn't very good. Hey, this is the reason people need to come see it and
absolutely
be awed by all of those buildings. And I was excited. I have not yet seen the Lewis Lake, Crystal Lake.
Oh, yes. That's down on our south wall, and it's just unbelievable. We had someone here last night, Marilyn Jensen of Atlantic, and she was telling all kinds of stories about being a child and going to Crystal Lake and the things that, and the fun that she would have.
Hmm.
It was quite a place in its day.
It sounds like it. And of course, there is a book that talks about some of those stories, but it couldn't begin to tell all of the stories. So that's fun to hear some additional stories.
Yes.
So do you have any other special displays set up at this time in the other part of the museum?
Just Roger's Nutcracker.
Okay.
And we've had to take quite a bit of our normal displays down to make room for the Christmas decorations.
Okay. But then you still have things from other towns, right? You have a special display where...
Oh, yes, the county room, yes. Each town is represented in Cass County.
Okay.
And that is, it's just an ongoing exhibit.
You bet. Okay. So, again, if you haven't been to the museum, let's hope there aren't many people who haven't been to the museum in Griswold, because it is a treasure for sure. You'll learn something about the community, and you'll just see some things that you've never seen before, perhaps, or some, like Marilyn, just recall a lot of your own life experiences by seeing something there. You go, oh, yeah, I remember.
Yes.
And so so that's part of the fun. Do you have a video, any presentation going on during that time?
Well, if someone wanted to, we do have a World War One machine gun.
Oh.
And we do have a video of how those machine guns worked in their day. And that's quite interesting, especially to the men.
Yes.
And it weighs 55 pounds. So I just can't imagine a foot soldier carrying
that around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And another one carrying all the ammunition.
Okay. You and Lila and the rest of the board members are just keep on adding new things and making the museum really kind of a living, growing place. It's not just a building with walls.
No.
So
we're housing more and more history about Cass County, which is just fascinating. It's never boring.
Yeah. So let's remind folks what they need to do this Saturday.
Well, come to the museum at 1 o'clock, and you'll hear Christmas carols and music from the Nutcracker playing. Marcia Anderson will be playing the piano.
Oh.
And this fundraiser is sponsored by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. They've been awfully good to us. And all the people that are making those special pies to make it a special afternoon.
Okay, and the auction starts at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock,
okay,
yes.
So you want to be sure to be there for that, as well as seeing all of the things in the museum.
Yes.
We want to thank you very much, Shona Putnam, for visiting with us. And I know we can see you on Saturday at the Cass County Historical Museum in Griswold.
Thank you so much, LaVon.
Mm-hmm. Till next time.
Merry Christmas.
Till next time, here's a thought from Eric Severide. Christmas is a necessity. There has to be at least one day of the year to remind us that we're here for something else besides ourselves.